You don't want like a lost cap thing on a Xerox stapled to a phone pole for your promo kit.
Do you think we have quality?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do. I think you guys, it's like I said, I thought you were together for at least a few years, you know. But I think you can go out there and you're playing a full night, right? You're doing a full show. You're not splitting the night with other bands and stuff.
No, that's correct.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be afraid. Like, $300-$500 at least, you know. You should.
That's the price range we usually get. Like, I went to a place yesterday, spoke with the owner. He goes, yeah, we just don't book bands anymore. He said it's not worth paying. He was saying the $500 to $700. Mm-hmm. He said, because they bring in 10 people. He says, and what's going on for our genre?
Yeah.
He said, people want to come in at 7 o'clock and 8:30 they leave. That doesn't generate enough money. And he says the younger crowd, he says they just want to come in and use our pool tables, and they come in at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And he says, by the way, we don't stay open past 10 o'clock anymore after COVID.
The bars close at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really?
A lot of them close at 10 because they don't have the help. So it's a different scene. People aren't paying. I'm finding out as much, and the. I didn't actually put it in a spreadsheet and calculate the average, but you know, we're getting 400 for Sassy's, which is like right in the middle of that 300 to 500.
Yeah, okay.
What are you getting for that new one now?
We're negotiating that. I'm trying to get 300. It's a small place.
Do you have promo you give people?
We do.
A promo kit?
It's not a kit. All we have is, now it seems what people are interested in, first thing, do you have a Facebook site?
Exactly.
That's the first thing they ask for.
Yeah.
So we have one. Mm-hmm. Do you have a YouTube video? Yes, we have a 30-second clip because people's attention spans on YouTube are very short. We made it 30 seconds, and I think it's a very nice montage. It captures us very, very well. If you were to go to it, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it. I saw the one you're talking about.
Okay,
all the short clips and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know if we need to add more or less. And that's all we have, right? Oh, and the business card. The business. Mm-hmm. By the way, you were talking about listening to recordings after. Mm-hmm. We do that religiously. That's there for. We go down.
Good.
And we record it. And then that list that you guys saw on the TV... The titles, when you click on them, the one that you get is the best of so far that we've done so far ever.
Okay.
So that way we all can at home practice to the best recording.
Yeah.
So it's not like when you come here, this is the first time you've practiced in a week.
Yeah,
so,
that's good. That's good.
When you say a promo kit, it seems today all they want is what's your Facebook site?
Yeah.
And if you want a book, there's no more you talk to somebody. You have to go through this online process. And so, how do we do that?
Yeah.
And they also ask for that...
Press kit. Some of the bigger, like, you know, Jilly's?
Yeah.
They say, the first thing they said, if you're interested in playing, send us your press kit.
What's that?
EPK. Yeah.
Which is your promo.
It's basically a file. Mm-hmm. It's a document that gives a short bio... Some recent accomplishments, you know, where you've been. And
photos.
Yeah, anything photos like, we were featured on, you know, Kent State Radio kind of thing. Oh. That way they use that to judge you, basically, and rack and stack you. And you may not hear. Some places are booked out for a year. You can price yourself right out of a gig when you don't have a reputation yet.
See if they have a nice recording studio. See if you can get in through the music department just to get you guys some demo tapes.
Speaking of logos, you've seen ours.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
What was the concept?
Well, it was we came up with the name Graybeard, and it was like it was just like something simple.
Well, it puts you in the category of, you know, the gray hair group and stuff, you know.
So we took a picture of our lead singer.
Yeah, I mean,
we outlined it.
Yeah,
and filled it in, and you know, did it in PowerPoint.
I mean, it's a neat idea because it shows basically what your show concept is, your period, your genre of stuff. And that's, you know, I think it works. When you're basically doing covers, it's really hard to be a unique cover band. It's like, that's like, you know, that's a dichotomy, you know. You can't be a unique cover band because everybody does those songs, you know. And the idea is you try to do them as faithful to the record as you can, like everybody does, you know. So it's hard to stand out as a cover band. You have to have something special about your show, some type of shtick or something. Like when you guys, when you go out and play, I mean, do you have like ways you set your stage up the same every night? Do the way you guys enter the stage, come onto the stage, and the way you present yourself, try totally to look as professional as you can. Try to look like you came off Madison Avenue. To have a persona, a presence on stage that people just didn't know. Is this some guy that just got out of the audience and walked up on the stage? I can't tell the difference between the audience and the band members.
That's a good point.
And like, for instance, like when we did our shows, we got all our gear, so we did our sound check. We disappeared into the dressing rooms. We got into our costumes. We did not come out to meet anybody. You just stay there until the lights went out. We walk on stage. The lights come on. Poof. Make an entrance. And then when you're done with your show, you leave the stage and you disappear again. You don't go out and hang out with the crowd.
Sure.
No chumming. You have to look like it's a special event.
When you're outside and you've got under 2 10-foot by 10-foot tents, it's not like there's a stage with lights. No,
but just get out of the presence of the area. And like, you know, at the end of the show, great, do a meet and greet. That's always great. They call them merch tables. It's just one step to make it look like this is a performance. You know, this is a professional performance. Yeah. So you got to look like a pro to get paid like a pro. But you don't always have to dress alike. But I think you have to dress pretty snazzy and tight. I think it helps to look like an organized band that, you know, takes the gig seriously. Just, you don't even have to make it fancy, but just something to look a little dressy side. Because the thing is, you're playing for an audience of elders, you know, and they like that. Mm-hmm. They like neatness. They like the boy next door type look, you know. If you're playing in a club and they're 18, 19, 21 years old, now you can dress like, you know, Freddy the Freeloader, and they'd be fine with that. You don't want to look like you just walked out of the audience up on stage. You gotta make yourself distinctive.
That's a good point. We can't look like the audience that we're playing for.
But do you consider yourself like a band that has a front man, or like a band that's like an equal, everybody's equal type band?
Chuck would be our front man.
Yeah, like a front man.
So he's the performer.
Yeah, he should at least be the star and look like one. And then you guys can be more subdued, but I would say not bum-like, but just be subdued dressy, you know?
Not black t-shirts.
Yeah, not just t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wear nice shirts and stuff, you know, look good, yeah. You know, not work boots, you know, wear nice shoes and stuff. Just look good on stage, look tight. And plus two, the costs have come way down nowadays, but it also always helped to have nice stage lighting. And they have, you know, LED lights have now taken everything. Just get a couple nice stage lights up, get the drums lit, get the front man lit.
So what I'm hearing you say is clean look on stage. If possible, have a way you enter the stage after you do your sound check. That would be helpful.
Yeah, make an entrance, make an exit.
Yeah, and if possible, have risers
for the drums, get the drums off the ground.
And then you could just dump all the cables sort of in there and
under
cover
the riser,
that.
Okay. Curtain off anything that's got legs on it.
And at least the front man would be dressed snazzy, but the rest of us shouldn't look like we came out of the audience.
No.
Because that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
So if somebody does come see us, who's interested in booking us, like there's something that distinguishes us. Yeah. These guys are taking themselves as professional.
Yeah, they're serious. These guys are serious.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell. You know, you want to look like a serious band. You don't want to look like just a jam band. We'll get together and play a gig.
Like a best basement band that got a gig.
Yeah. It's like, you want to look like an organization. Right. You know, you're an organization. If you know that someone that owns a club or owns a place to play, hey, we're playing here. Make sure they're personally contacted. Well, you know what means a lot to me in a band, being a drummer, is the drummer and the bass player have to lock in like gears.
Did you find that here?
There were some places where things got sloppy. Your bass player is really good. He's really tight. His finger action is really precise. He's, you know, bump, 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 bump. But sometimes they start, instead of doing this with the drums, they start doing this a little bit.
Yeah.
It starts kind of sounding like a loose marching band.
Do you recall what song?
Not really. But it'll come and go. But those two guys should like not be afraid of making a lot of eye contact and be right in the same groove.
Can I ask one more question? Sound check. Well, the way we're doing a sound check now is we have the drummer start just pounding something out. Then the bass player comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Then the lead singer will start singing. And then the guitars come up to such a level that we're not overpowering the lead singer.
Yeah.
And then the backup vocals will join in and we'll adjust the soundboard. Mm-hmm. Does that sound like right?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's good. And like has the lightest duty on guitar to go out there and do the listening. Plus, you guys are wireless. I mean, you can be out front with a guitar and
that's true.
The board and
that's true.
Setting it all up.